with Shamie McManus.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
Well, Collie, it's been a week. How have you been?
It's been a week. I am fantastic, Shamie, I have to say.
I'll tell you, you're looking good. Shine. That's a fantastic background.
Sun is shining here in Bundoran. I have a nice background. All the older members of my family are officially vaccinated now. The younger members are booked in.
All right.
Things are starting to look up. It's all about hope, Shamie, and we're having a hopeful week. Despite some of the movies this week, we're having a hopeful week.
Yeah, you've got a great mix of movies this way. We've got Wild Mountain Time in there, The Mitchells versus The Machines. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Tom Clancy's Without Remorse and Golden Arm. But we're going to kick off with Wild Mountain Time. How was your Irish accent?
Yes, on top of the morning, Shane. So I feel we have to talk. We've talked about this so much. And purposely, I put off watching it until it was released properly because, as we all know, it's been out in the States a long time. There's all sorts of preview copies knocking around. And I said, no, let's wait and experience it because I'm going to let you into a little secret. I had a sneaking suspicion about this movie. Now, I'm a very proud Irishman. I do think we're great crack and one of the great races of all time. But I do think sometimes we're a wee bit sensitive about stuff like this. And we've talked in the past when we did Irish movies about the Tom Cruise Far and Away accent that supposedly he could do a perfectly fine Kerry accent. But the producer said to him, we're not looking for an authentic accent. We're looking for an accent that the world wants to hear, that they think is an Irish accent. So when the trailers came out and the accents were a bit corny and it was Christopher Walken doing his kind of dodgy Irish accent, I was going, you know, that doesn't really bother me if it's part of that crack. It's all for the fun. And, you know, maybe it's meant to be like, it's not really Ireland. It's kind of like an imaginary Ireland. The same way The Quiet Man kind of was, you know. And maybe we're all a bit too sensitive to it. And it might be pretty good. I have a sneaking suspicion this is going to be funny. Yeah. Well, I couldn't have been more wrong.
All right. Disappointed.
It's brutal. With a capital, brutal. And it's not the accents because, you know, they're not great, but that didn't bother me too much. And let's face it, Irish actors have been for years playing other nationalities, sometimes very well. But I don't know if you ever remember The Man in the Iron Mask, where Gabriel Byrne played D'Artagnan as a true Dubliner. All right, I'll talk to the Cardinal myself. Like, no attempt. So I don't think we can get our high horse about this. And the problem with this is that it's not even bad enough to be good. It's just dull. Not a huge amount of sense. There's kind of a magical realism where people believe themselves to be like other things. And that could work if it was any good, Shamie. Like, none of the actors are particularly good, probably with the exception of Emily Blunt, who, just because she's so good, even in this stinker of a role, she can't help but be charismatic and interesting.
This is the worst review. This Jamie is the Dornan. Worst review you have ever given to a film.
Yeah, well, the one thing I will say, like, there's movies we've talked about here. I think this is like an insulting movie, or it's, you know, offensive to people or to women. It's not that. It's just rubbish. You're so many good people. Why would you do this? There is one good star. Irish countryside is cracking.
I was
going
to say a shot in Cross Malina, so it had to be at least the background would be good.
Only gorgeous. And when I looked up, because it's been out in America for a while, I looked up the American reviews. Now, the people, you know, on IMDb, and loads of Americans said, well, I loved it. I thought it was magical and so on. You know, and if we get some tourist money out of it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, get them flying into Knock.
Yeah, but like, look, trust me, not even for... I think Cats is a better movie. That's the level we are.
And that was a dog.
Yeah, to that. And it's not so much a cat, it's a donkey. Absolute donkey. But we're going to go better. We're going to go to The Mitchells versus Machines. I have a lot of hope for this one. I think we have a clip which hopefully will sum up just how crazy this movie is.
Let it begin.
The last humans must be here somewhere. Wait.
They're coming.
Is that a burnt orange 1993 station wagon? Or is it...
Who are these unstoppable warriors?
We're the Mitchells, the only people who can save the world. I'm super sorry, everyone.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Katie. I'm sort of a weirdo. My parents haven't figured me out yet. To be fair, it took me a while to figure myself out. My brother, also weird.
Hi, would you like to talk to me about dinosaurs? No.
Okay, thank you.
And my mom.
Katie face cupcakes.
Ah! All of us, really.
How about we put our phones down and we can make 10 seconds of unobstructed family eye contact. Starting now.
So you get the idea from that kind of energy. It's produced by the people who brought us the Lego Movie and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, all really great imaginative movies. And in it, you can hear the main character is Katie. She's ready to go off to college because she loved growing up, but for the last few years, particularly her and her dad, it's the teenage years, they just can't communicate. They just can't get on. All she wants to do is get away to college. She's already been FaceTiming her new college mates, who are all arty and they're into making movies. And her dad doesn't like technology. All of this combination, it's built up and they're just fighting all the time. And the night before she leaves, they have a big row. And he's very upset because he's a good man. He just can't communicate with her. So he decides, look, to make it up to her, I'll cancel her flights and we'll drive to college across America instead. Of course, she is disgusted at this idea. But on the journey, a sort of Siri-like Google Home device takes over the world and captures all the humans. But because they're in the old claptrap vehicle, they're the only ones who survive and it's up to them to save the world. This is such a good movie. I enjoy this so much. I watched it on Tuesday night. It's on Netflix. And it's, as I said, it's full of imagination. It's full of cleverness. And it's so aware of that, you know, young people who watch things on YouTube rather than watching movies and so on. It has all these little flashes in, but never overwhelming. It's not trying to just, sometimes when things try to appeal to everyone, they end up appealing to no one. But no, this isn't a movie that people go, I would like all the family to watch this. So we're going to appeal to everyone and we're going to show each other our point of view. It's genuinely laugh out loud funny. We've often said here on the show, very often children's movies have more laughs per minute than your average comedy.
Yeah, we're in the Toy Story. That's where we are here.
It's very thoughtful. It's very inclusive. And there's a lovely bit as well of knowledge, right? So you can hear there's kind of a, a bit about technology taking over. But it's not po-faced. It's not saying, don't ever use your phone. As a matter of fact, Katie is so creative with her iPhone. Like young people, do you see the movies they're making at home? It's amazing. What it's saying is there's a time and a place for everything. In the same way that you and I might go, God, you know, everyone's on their computer the whole time. But the same technology is letting us talk to each other and see each other in the studio right now. It's about using things for the right way. Use things to connect with people rather than put them off. I love this movie. And I really think people will look at this and go, this is for the kids, because it is loud and crazy. And I was saying it's like a child full of sugar going, loads of things coming all at once. But every adult will enjoy it.
I can't wait.
Grandparents enjoy it. It's so clever, so funny, and so imaginative, full of colour. And especially in these dull days, the only downside about it is we're not seeing it on a big screen.
All right.
That's the only negative thing I could say about it. Great.
Well, we can watch it on the small screen and we can look forward to seeing it on the big screen.
I think it'll stay a classic and it'll come back to the big screen.
It's one of those you're going to watch a lot.
Yeah, less of a classic would be... Now, when I was a young man, I used to read a lot of Tom Clancy books. I loved the Jack Ryan novels, you know, Patriot Games, and speaking of dodgy Irish accents, Cardinal of the Kremlin and all those. And one of the best characters was John Clarke in it. And eventually he got his own spin-off book, Without Remorse, How He Became John Clarke. And he was the cool Navy SEAL that did all the CIA's biddings and so on. So they've made a new movie of this. And they've updated, you know, it's set in 2021. It stars Michael B. Jordan as John Kelly, who becomes John Clarke. And it's how he got involved with the CIA from being a Navy SEAL. And other than the names, the story, from what I remember of the book, it doesn't really have a lot to do with it. But there's nothing wrong with that because the book was written in 1990. A lot of things have changed since. What is wrong with it is, I just didn't care, Shamey.
Yeah.
I said I was full of hope this week, and I am full of hope.
You're always full of hope. You know,
but the movie, it's just gone. I've seen all of this done 10 times better. And again, here's a big movie backed by Amazon, meant to be for adults. if they had a tenth of the imagination, Mitchells versus the Machines, I'm not talking about having, you know, farting dogs or things like that, or rainbows coming out of people's eyes in it, but just a bit of going, yeah, everyone's seen a thriller before. This is very like when I, again, when I was a younger man, about in the 80s, when Extravision was still a thing, knocking around Rat Farnham, we'd watched all the big movies and it'd be Saturday night. You kind of go, oh, we'll give this one a chance. You know, it was something starring someone like Michael Biehn or Dolph Lundgren, you know.
Van Damme.
Van Damme, straight to video stars. We watch it and you're kind of, ah, it's all right. And that was all right. And if I'd watched this in 1988, I'd go, it's all right. But really in 2021, Michael B. Jordan is such a good actor. It's Jamie Bell in it. They could do so much better. Now, if you really love your Navy SEALs, and there's one great kind of thing on a plane crashing into the ocean. One bit I actually stopped and went, that bit is cool. That was really well done. Okay. One scene in it.
One scene after all that.
Unless you're the biggest Tom Clancy completist, I wouldn't really bother.
Okay. All right. We've a minute, less than a minute to talk about Golden Arm.
Take a minute to this
movie is going to really wreck your brain, I'd say. Here you go.
Well, yes. It's about female arm wrestling. it's a kind of just a silly movie. It's the sort of movie without the lockdown and so on, wouldn't it be noticed, because exactly that sort of silly little movie that goes onto a cable channel. But, you know, in this way of like Happy Gilmore, semi-pro, Dodgeball, those sort of movies.
Yeah.
It's a silly movie that it did make me laugh four or five times. So there could be worse. And that's on Sky Cinema. So anyone in cinema will get it for free.
Okay, right. Okay, that's movies this week with Collie. Thanks a million, as always. And some enjoyable ones in there and some forget-me-nots in there this week. But
just remember the Mitchells versus Machines. Don't worry about anything else.
That's all. That'll cheer us up for next week. Enjoy your week at the movies. We'll talk to you back here next Thursday. All thanks to Eclipse Cinemas. We'll be putting this up as a podcast if you missed anything. Thanks, Collie.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, your launchpad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.